You are officially listening to Becoming Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck, an original New Yorker, relocated to Boston almost 6 years ago, not knowing a soul person, and started this entire business that she has from this amazing podcast. So if you are a listener for the first time, welcome, welcome. If you are back here to listen to another episode, thank you so much for your support. We are so excited to give a voice to startups and small businesses and celebrities doing new ventures to the masses. This year to date, we have 500,000 lifetime listenership, and we couldn't be more grateful to all of you for tuning in and supporting all entrepreneurs global, as we've interviewed people from local Boston to Saudi Arabia. So if you have not checked out all of our podcasts, definitely be sure to do so. We also have a quarterly magazine that comes out that's national in the US in print and digital. We do quarterly events. We do marketing strategy in a group setting. We also have a marketing and mastermind program, the first of its kind in Boston. So if you are interested in ever learning more information on that and you are a national or local listener, we offer virtual and in-person programs that are limited only to 12 people because I really want to cater my time that I offer with my expertise and with experts that I bring in every month. So if that is something of interest to you, definitely check out nextonscene.com with the tab mastermind. And then I also do a ton of marketing strategy consulting. My pride and joy is to really help you shine and bring you to the forefront. I have a background in talent management and public relations for over 10 years, and my goal is to help you get seen by your targeted audience. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening to how people became next on scene in their industries and areas of passion. It is so awesome to represent who and what is next to know about. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
Everybody, I am so excited to share our amazing guest that will be on today. We are so excited to have Masha Benar, the CEO and inventor for Mesolift Skincare, and also the founder of Visage Sculpture, a cosmetic clinic in Boston that focuses on non-surgical face shaping. Masha prides herself on creating an outlet for the modern woman to achieve healthy skin and youthful results, building her practice on trust and transparency through the years. In the beauty business, she listened to her clients' concerns and developed formulas for the most common problem areas. We are so excited to have Masha on today and learn all about how she started this amazing product, her inspirations, her amazing space that she has in Boston, and so much more. So stay tuned for the amazing Masha Benar, everybody. All right, everybody, I officially have the amazing Masha on the line. Hi, Masha, how are you today?
Good, how are you? Hi, Jackie.
So excited to have you here. Welcome to Becoming Next on Scene's podcast. So tell us all about your background. Like, how did you fall into the world of skincare?
Well, believe it or not, it started when I was 7 years old, and my dad used to be a surgeon, so I took one of his surgical Bibles and looked through and found a chapter on creating a new nose out of cartilage from the rib. So ever since, I fell in love with the transformation and the beauty of what's possible out there. So I wanted to be a plastic surgeon, but it sort of shaped itself into a physician assistant who's doing injectables and
I love
creating
it.
New noses out of fillers.
I can't believe since you were seven that's been going on. Very impressive, by the way.
I can't believe that either. I was fascinated. I'm like, that's what I want to do, and I'm practically living a dream.
I love it. So with so many anti-aging products out there, you know, what inspired you to start Mesolift?
What inspired me actually is my own story. So I struggled with pigmentation or melasma. Some people know the name.
Yeah, it's Mesolift, right? It's Mesolift. It's not Mesolift.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry about that.
Correct, yeah. Okay. No, don't say it. Exactly the way it is, Mesolift. So I had some brown spots, and I was trying to roll the microneedling device given to me by my friend who's an esthetician. I found it very user and friendly. I didn't like it, but it worked. It got rid of my pigmentation. I mixed it with a serum. So I thought, why wouldn't someone combine it into one device? And this is very innovative. It's one little pen that you can carry in your bag and do it on the go. So it's a clean serum that can help you get rid of pigmentation. There's another one to plump the lips, another one to get rid of the fine lines around the eyes, but all of it in one pump and roll movement. So there's a microneedling tip, but you know, it's so user friendly and it's so painless and fun to use and sexy and achieves fast results. It's a completely new concept.
I love it. And I think it's amazing that you have the only patent that it has the tool and the serum all in one. That's so impressive.
Oh, thank you. I'm impressed too.
Yeah, it's so awesome. So like, what is the length? Like, how long does the pen actually last? Like, do you call it a pen? Like, what's the best way to kind of compare it to something you would put in your bag in terms of size? Like, it looks like it would be like as thick as a pen from what I've seen, right?
Right, right. Yeah. It's well, some people call it a pen, some people call it just like a serum in the airless container. As I said, it's a new concept, so we're still learning the
I love
new,
it.
language, you know, but or you can call it a beauty device, but when you call it a beauty device, people think it's something big and heavy and you have to go to medical spa, except
right.
that you don't. You can even carry it in your bag when you travel. It's TSI friendly.
Amazing. TSA so amazing. Friendly. So how long does it actually last? Like if you're doing, and how often should you use it? Can you break down both for us?
Absolutely. Well, the lip serum people go crazy about. So this is, some people use it several times a day. It's sort of like a little chapstick, but with an applicator. So the lips go plumper instantly. And you can use it sort of like a chapstick or instead of it or before applying the lipstick several times a day. The rest of the serums you use before bedtime. So you know, sort of like incorporate it into the skincare routine. Wash your face, roll on the serum, and apply your normal night cream. And most people say they see results right away. And normally it would last, probably one device would last about 3 months on average.
It's awesome. So awesome. Yeah. So what, tell us, like, walk us through a day in Masha's life. Like, tell us your skincare routine.
Oh, skincare routine.
Yeah, like, tell me, like...
You mean my life, like...
Well, tell us your regimen. Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, even though you're
regimen?
In the medical, you know, in the aesthetic world, like, I want to know, like, how do you maintain gorgeous skin that you have?
I think I'm going to bore you because I don't really have a lot of time to spend for myself.
I mean, that's realistic, right? Honestly, you're busy taking care of other people. That's everybody's life story,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely. But yeah, I definitely wash my face every day. Uh-huh. It's the rule. I don't sleep in makeup with any face wash. I like Image skincare. Then I apply Mesolift serum around the eyes and the lips. Those are my absolutely favorite. I can't live without them. Around the eyes, I have to say, I have really good skin, but around the eyes, I can see sometimes some things that I don't like seeing, so the serum really helps. And then just a night cream, something with retinol is the best. It's anti-aging, it works, so I like Vital C cream by Image. I like some SkinCeuticals creams. They're a little more expensive, but they're very luxurious and they work. Other than that, you know, I do use sunscreen, of course, in the summer, but I'll confess, I don't use it every day.
Okay, I don't feel so bad now that I'm listening to the expert over here, so it's okay.
No, I mean, a little sun is good for you, you know, it's vitamin D, it's endorphins, you don't have to be, like, really crazy about it, of course, unless you had a history of skin cancer in your family.
Right.
But, yeah, simple routine, and then maybe, like, twice a year I would do some laser treatment, you know, for pigmentation or for just rejuvenation.
You know, I have a random question for you because obviously this is what inspired you to really start your product. But, like, what causes pigmentation?
I can tell you the most common reason.
Okay.
Other than sun exposure. But if you have any cuts on your skin, even if you just squeeze the pimple or scratch the skin and you go in the sun, that attracts a lot more sun for some reason, and that can create hyperpigmentation, in simple words, dark spots.
How interesting. Cool fact of the day.
Yeah, that's why they always say whenever you had any procedure, in a spa, a medical spa, any injectables, make sure you don't go in the sun for 2 days or apply sunscreen deliberately, you know, because it's a risk factor. And then hormones. So, you know, the mask of pregnancy, the butterfly sort of on your face with pigmentation, that's hormonal. Sometimes girls who take birth control pills, that can create more risk for pigmentation with sun exposure. Some medications, you'll be surprised, some antibiotics too. So it's interesting. Everything has consequences. Read the labels, read the small print. Yeah.
These are cool facts, though. Like, yeah, no, thank you for sharing that. I've always been fascinated by that. Seriously. So, okay.
Me too.
So, question. So, let's say, like, somebody that's listening normally gets Botox on a regular basis. Does the Mesolift help, like, maintain for a little while, like, in terms of the length of the procedures, or is it just kind of something that helps maintain anybody on a regular basis?
I've definitely noticed that it helped prolong the effect of Botox, especially around the eyes.
Interesting.
I'll be honest, I didn't see a huge difference between the brows because those are bigger muscles,
right?
Heavier muscles, and the wrinkles are so much deeper. It's most like a fold.
Mm-hmm.
And around the eyes, the little crow feet, little sort of spider web of lines, those react so well with Mesolift. They go away very fast, within 5-7 days. Second of all, I did notice people who used to come to me for years and started using Mesolift, they started coming less frequently, and they said, you know, around the eyes actually last longer than other areas. So,
I mean, that means that you made a great product, right? Like, what better compliment, right?
I'm a very humble person, and I think you should always work on yourself, but I have to say I'm very proud of the product because it's honest.
You totally should.
I've overpaid for the formula, but it's very honest. It's clean. It doesn't have harsh chemicals. It was designed by someone very talented, the biochemist, who is obsessed with clean skincare. So it's an effective and honest product for sure.
Yeah, serious group effort right there, taking all your talents and combining them into one, right?
Kind of. Teamwork, yes.
Yeah, exactly. No, I love it. Okay, so what inspired the name, by the way? I don't even know what Mesolift means.
I guess it's not very friendly to the ear, but it has a lot of logic. So.
But it sticks, though. It sticks.
Yeah.
It very, but like, when I think of it now, I'm like, oh my God, that's Masha's product. You know what I mean? But I'm just being honest. I don't know what that means. So just break it down for me.
Oh, let me decipher it for you.
Okay.
So mesos in Greek means middle layer of skin, like dermis. And mesotherapy is huge in Europe and Russia, and it's slowly coming to the United States and expanding. It's the science of injecting the vitamins and hyaluronic acid superficially into the skin to hydrate it and to nourish it. And it's been very popular for years, I would say almost 20 years, in Europe. A lot of women pay a lot of money, and they just come to the clinic and they get those little mosquito bites all over the face and neck and hands, and that just nourishes and hydrates the skin. So that inspired the idea of the product. So with that microneedling applicator, you massage the product in, and I'll be honest with you, the needles are very, very tiny, so they don't puncture the skin, but they just help massage it deeper, faster, so the effects are slightly more instant than the rest of the creams out there.
So impressive. Thank you for that fun fact. Yeah. I've been wanting to ask you that since I heard the name of the company. I was like, I need to know more about where this name came from. So, you know, you're doing so much more than even launching a product. You have your own, you know, spa. Is it Visage Sculpture more you would call a spa, right?
You can call it a medical spa,
okay.
But I would say I'm highly specialized in just injectables, so I guess you can't really call it a med spa because I don't offer laser services, I don't offer facials. It's a very, very specific service, so shaping the face and maintaining the youth in the most natural way.
I love it. So tell us more about, like, so was this, when did you launch the company, and how long have you been in Boston, and where are you located? Tell our audience.
Hi audience, I'm located in Newton, right off bus bike. It's West Newton, so it's 10 minutes from Boston.
Awesome.
Very convenient, huge parking lot. My business, I can't believe it. It's 10 and a half years young.
I love it. And, congratulations. That's a big accomplishment.
Thank you. I really, it's hard to believe. But it grew so much in the last several years. I thought about expanding, but it's not for me. I really enjoy what I do. I don't want to manage people. I really enjoy the process of creation, and I decided to stay pretty small and just focus on customer service.
I love it. I mean, you're not really playing small anymore. I mean, you launched a product. That's a pretty big deal. So
it's a big deal. It's a big deal, yeah, and it's growing, definitely growing. But, you know, good things take time.
Totally.
Someday.
So, like, if I'm I'm a new customer that wants to come in for a consultation, like, break down some of the specific things you offer.
So, I would say there's two categories of people that come to my clinic. The mostly younger generation, I would say 20s, 30s, 40s, come to reshape the face. So, people who want to change their noses, they want them to be thinner, lifted, to get rid of the bump on the nose, those people also chin augmentation, jaw reduction. So you can really play with your face safely and in an innocent way, because you can change it back if you don't like it. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, it gives people a lot of confidence. It makes a lot of people's dreams come true instantly.
Right.
It's very affordable. It's easy to maintain. So that's one population. And then another population, I would say 40s, 50s, 60s, and older. It's people who, most of them are beautiful and attractive, so they just want to maintain their youth.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what puts me apart from the rest of the injectors is, to me, it's very important to look natural. So I would say no more often than others. I'm not going to do huge lips. I'm not going to do huge cheeks. It's the biggest compliment for me is a person looks completely natural and nobody can put a finger on what was done.
That's the best work ever. Exactly. They just have that extra glow, right? That more natural glow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People usually get compliments like, oh, did you go on vacation, or did you fall in love, or, you know, you look good.
Right.
Rested.
You don't look swollen. You look great. That's what you want to hear, right?
Yeah. If someone comes up to you and says, who does your lips? That's not a very good work, in my opinion.
I get what you're saying. Cool. Totally. You'd rather somebody just say, I love your natural glow, like something's different, but it looks great, that kind of thing. Love it. Love it all. So for the holiday season, Masha, what would you say are some holiday trends, like in the beauty industry, that you see that are coming into your office that are have anything to do with the products? Break down for us some of the things that you're seeing, or you know, with all your experience.
I think in terms of the skincare products, definitely I see a spike in sales, because a lot of people consider that a very nice gift for their moms, sisters, wives. So I definitely can see more interest to skincare products. And we definitely have a lot of specials related to that. For every single holiday, we're going to have a special. So stay
tuned. Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
And shipping is always free. Yeah, shipping is always free.
I love it.
And in terms of injectables, it's so funny asking about a trend. I would say every single holiday season, you can smell craziness in the air, because everybody's so nervous about those holiday dinners with relatives that they haven't seen in a while.
Oh, my God.
So,
true.
People often come in, they call desperately, I need to come in right now, it's urgent, it's a Botox emergency. That's the funniest thing, Botox emergency. And most often than not, they actually don't need anything, but they feel so self-conscious and vulnerable that they just feel like they need that one extra touch-up before the holidays to feel good.
That's hysterical.
That's the trend, yeah. But in terms of the trends with injectables, one of the most requested lately, you'll be surprised. Can you guess? What's your guess?
I'm going to guess lips or forehead.
No, jaw augmentation. That's the biggest surprise.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huge, interest. Yeah, I don't know whether it's just popularized by celebrities or people just want that Angelina Jolie perfect jawline, but girls want more masculine jawlines. They want to photograph well. They want those defined, you know, jaws and chins.
So I love it.
That's been the biggest surprise this year.
And isn't it very good, too, for TMJ? I keep hearing a lot about that.
That's a slightly different issue. So the jaw augmentation, that's putting the filler along the jawline to make the border more defined. And what you've mentioned, it's reducing the masseter muscle, the largest muscle involved in chewing. And actually, when you inject it, whether for TMJ or for reducing the face, the strength of the muscle, it gets weaker and weaker. So in 3 to 4 weeks, the size of the muscle reduces as well.
Wow.
So slightly different, yeah. But that's a very interesting change, too. So those who have a large jaw want to make it smaller. Those who have a small jaw want to make it larger.
Both extremes, but you know how to fix them both, which is great.
Absolutely, yeah. We always want what we don't have, you know.
I love it. Okay, so before we play some game time, what was your becoming next on scene moment when you were like, I am in the right industry, this is definitely for me?
You know, I feel that almost, believe it or not, every day.
I love
every
that.
Every time I do another nose job, I always stop. I'm completely in the moment, and I always thank God, you know, thank you for giving me this opportunity to change someone's life, to experience this joy of making someone's dream come true and to making my dream come true ever since I was a child.
So right.
I feel it every week. And the first time it happened, it was unforgettable.
That's amazing. So can we talk about the first client you ever had? What was the first job you ever did?
First job I've ever did.
In this industry.
I probably, I've, you're talking about injectables. So I was working at Boston Medical Center, Reconstructive and Plastic Surgery Department, and I started learning injectables. So I'm so ashamed to say I don't remember my first patient that I've injected.
That's hysterical. That's not a bad thing. I mean, obviously you've had a lot of work ever since. It's been over 10 years plus. But is there, you talk about one memorable person you worked with in terms of, you don't have to say their name or anything, but one memorable job that you were like, wow, like I made such a difference for this person?
Again, I don't mean to sound like I'm not a humble person, but I would say every week there's a few moments like that. But I do remember really funny stories, you know. Unfortunately, I remember really funny stories.
I mean, I want to hear the funny story. Let's talk about it.
The funny stories is the patient is on a table, and I used to numb the gums sort of like the dental style, so dental block, so people wouldn't feel the lips before the lip augmentation. Years ago, I think it's completely unnecessary, I put numbing cream on. So I numbed her, and she hates the numbing feeling. So I numbed her, and she can't talk, and she's drooling. And then I look into my bag, and I don't have the filler for the lips.
Oh my!
I turn around. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I have the good news and the bad news. So the bad news, we can't do your lips today.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
The good news that the numbing will go away in 20 minutes. So she wasn't very happy, but it was funny. It was very funny.
I mean, that's hysterical. That is a really funny story. Thank you for sharing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, these things happen.
Stories, you know. A lot of cute stories when, you know, mother and daughter come together, or like daughter brings the mom, you know, and she gets cheated, and, you know, that always feels really good.
Okay, so I have a random question I want to throw out at you, but what is the average age that somebody would come in for Botox for the first time?
Average age would be mid-30s.
Interesting.
35. And of course, plus minus 5 years. I would say mid to late 30s is average. I have noticed a lot of younger girls doing preventive things. They're very responsive and they listen to me, and I really love that they listen to me, and they do very small doses. I call it baby Botox or active dose. So very, very few units go a long way. So, you know, I explained to them, you know, you don't have to be frozen, so we can just do a sprinkle.
Right.
You know, and you can do it once a year, you know. So they listen to me.
I love it.
But yeah, I've seen as young as the early 20s for Botox.
Wow.
You know? And then I have some clients who are in their 80s and they have amazing lifestyle and they're still beautiful and they date and they travel and they do Botox twice a year.
Amazing. That is goals right there. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun story.
I love it. You have such a dynamic verse of clientele. That's so awesome.
Oh, I enjoy them. I enjoy them. They're so much fun, and I learn from each person.
I know. I'm sure. They all got some great stories to tell, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, okay, I want to play some game time. There's no rush to answer these questions. This is just a fun way for us to get to know Masha outside of your awesome career. Okay, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yes.
What is Masha's favorite TV guilty pleasure?
Watching Friends until I fall asleep.
I love it. Okay, who's your favorite character?
Rachel, of course.
Love her too. She doesn't age. Okay, very, so realistically, do you think that she has a lot of Botox?
No, I think she has an injector with a good taste.
I think so too.
She looks fantastic, yes.
She is goals. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Okay.
I agree.
Thank you for sharing that. Great answer. So I know you haven't watched The Housewives in a while, but if you were a housewife, what would be your tagline?
Oh gosh.
I know the pressure's on.
When they first came out, you know, there was I don't remember their names, but you know what? I just loved that each of them had businesses and I know who I like. The one who had her own skinny.
Oh, Bethany Frankel. Yep, Bethany Frankel.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Skinny
she's,
girl.
She's outgoing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So okay. So like now that you picked your favorite, though, what would be Masha's tagline?
Timeline.
What would be your tagline? Like, what would be like the one, you know, phrase that would totally explain you to somebody who would watch you on the show?
Oh, my tagline. Okay, now I understand. Sorry, I'm a little slow.
Oh my God, you're fine. This is so fun. I'm like, listen, I'm patient. Mm-hmm. My audience is patient. They're listening, so it's good.
Well, I've been joking. You know, I'm always happy, but I'm never satisfied. So, you know, I always want to go forward and learn new things and develop. And I don't stay still, but I'm always content with what I have, and I'm always very grateful.
I love that.
Always happy, but never satisfied.
That's hysterical. I love it. Well, that shows, like, in the industry you're in, too, you're always, like, micromanaging yourself, probably. Like, this could be better. This could always be better, but this is the best until they come back next time. Right? Would you
absolutely
be, like, micro?
Yeah. You have to be a perfectionist.
Totally. Well, I loved that one. Thank you for sharing that. Okay. What is Masha's favorite food?
Meat.
Okay, so if you were to go to a restaurant right now, what would be, if you could go to any restaurant, what would be the first meal you would order?
Probably either a steak or, I don't know, like a beef carpaccio or...
Love it.
Or actually raw fish too, like sushi or something raw.
I like both of those options. I would definitely order those things too. Do you have a favorite restaurant?
I mean, you know what? I cook so much, and you know, my whole family are fantastic cooks, so we cook a lot. But I like sushi restaurants. There is this great restaurant in Needham that I go to very often.
Awesome.
Ray's Garden. It's really good sushi, very fresh.
I love sushi. Might have to try that one time. Okay, next question. What is Masha's favorite destination you have been to thus far?
Puerto Vallarta. It's Mexico, but it's...
That's on my bucket Mexico. List. That is on my bucket list.
You have to go.
Is it
you
amazing?
You have to go. It was... It's more than amazing. It's less touristy than any places in Mexico, and you don't feel... You actually feel very secluded, and the beaches are pristine. There's not that many people. It looks like a postcard. It's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Love
and
it.
Food is super authentic. You go out to local restaurants, very fresh, authentic Mexican food.
Yummy. Sounds amazing. Love Mexican food too. What is Masha's next destination on your bucket list?
On my bucket list. Bora Bora.
I love that.
I just want to go. The watercolor is just, it's mesmerizing. I just have to experience that.
It totally is. It looks so gorgeous. I had friends that just went to some town with the Maldives. It looked amazing. Uh-huh. Oh my God, it looked amazing. Yeah. It's like so far away, but it's worth going, right?
Absolutely.
So cool. All right, if you could wear only one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
I would pick my Alexander McQueen samurai dress.
Ooh.
It's a power dress. It has a really beautiful, strong print, yet it's very, very feminine. So it's a dress, you feel like a girl, but you feel like a strong girl.
I love it. I think he is such a talented designer in everything that he did. Just so colorful and authentic and great choice.
And fun.
Yeah.
Very fun, yes.
Totally. Okay, last question. If you won $1 million tomorrow, what would be the first three things you would do with it and why?
Half of it I'd probably invest in my skincare product.
Love it.
Mevalift. Then I would probably call my parents and ask them if they want to remodel their house.
Oh, I love that. That's so nice.
And then I would invest into my boyfriend's idea. He has amazing business ideas, so I can't wait to see him succeed.
That's awesome. Love that. Great choices. All right, Masha, you are so awesome. Tell everybody how they can follow you on social media, check out Mezzolift, all the details.
Hi there. You can check me out at www.mezzolift.com. We have a lot of holiday specials coming, and you can click on the link on the website to follow our Instagram, which is mezzolift_skincare. Lots of really fun videos, instructional and just personal, just a lot of fun. And then for Visage Sculpture, if you ever want to consult, you can do it either virtually by sending a picture to our email. And our website is www.visage, it's French for face, V-I-S-A-G-E, sculpture.com.
Fabulous. And social media, everything's at Mezzolift or Visage Sculpture, right?
Correct. Yes. So follow us. And the Visage is maintained by someone very fun who posts really interesting videos that, push the boundaries a little bit. We have a lot of comments on our videos. So really fun content.
Love it. Everybody definitely needs to check out everything Masha's doing. You are amazing and so talented, and I'm so honored to have you on today. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for wonderful compliments. So nice to meet you. So nice to talk to you.
Likewise.
And nice to be on your show.
Yeah. Thank you, Jackie. Always a pleasure. Everybody, like I said again, definitely follow Mezzolift and Visage Sculpture on social media. Reach out to Masha. She's awesome. And thank you so much for tuning in to Becoming Next on Scene. And stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.